the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
For many families, summer means getting outside and spending quality time with the ones you love. If you're still looking for the perfect vacation or outdoor activity, look no further than Missouri. Hiking, camping, and kayaking are just a few of the adventures that await you in the Cave State. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Thomas Morris, Assistant Director of Outdoor Adventures at Missouri State University, offers some insight into outdoor activities in Missouri.
The most introductory or lowest commitment activities you can do is hiking. It's drive to the location, get out and walk, and a lot of people have the ability to do that. And so some great locations to do that are Compton Hollow at the conservation area just east of town here. It's really easy. Also, Fellows Lake has some great trails with some great easy access, and all you need to do is drive up, park, parking's free, hike around the trails with you and some friends, and that's a great low commitment activity. Some more advanced activities that are really awesome is, personally, I love whitewater, and so going to the 11 Point River east of here or down to the Kern River in southeastern Missouri is very popular. And then also going into Arkansas a little bit and going to Horseshoe Canyon Ranch for some outdoor rock climbing. There's some great beginner climbing things, but then also for our more advanced climbers, there's grades all the way up to 5'11", 5'12", for those people that are really feeling adventurous and really want to test themselves outside. Now, one of the best family activities to do, in my opinion, is kayaking. It's that perfect mix of fun for the adults, but also not too dangerous for any small children that may be involved. And so I'm always a big proponent of kayaking on the lower James River, specifically from Shelvin Rock area to Houghtontown. The water doesn't get too fast, but also there's enough water to have some fun in. Also, there's a shuttle from Houghtontown Rentals, and you can also rent kayaks from there that makes it very accessible, as well as there's plenty of places to pull off, have lunch, let the kids play in the water a little bit, and also have a relaxing float for a couple hours.
Morris offers insight on how to prepare for outdoor activities.
One of the biggest things you can do to prepare yourself for going outside is sun protection. Of course, folks always think about sunscreen first, and sunscreen's awesome, but also getting those UV rays off your skin is going to help you really stay cool. So wearing long sleeve and pants that are thin and cool that keep the heat off you, but also aren't causing you to overheat or anything like that. Maybe a sun shirt, maybe some thin pants. That's really great sunscreen for the neck and face that might be exposed, as well as a hat. Hat and sunglasses are really great to keep the sun off you, and proper hydration. We usually say about 32 ounces per 2 to 3 miles you're going, so always bring in more water. I don't think I've ever heard someone say, gosh, I think I brought too much water. It's always, oh my gosh, I brought not enough water, so always bring in enough water. And then another thing that people don't really think about around here is there are ticks in the summertime, so watching out for that. And so if you're wearing those sun protective layer, that's super great to keep the ticks off of you. And then also a really common trick of the trade is just tucking your pants into your socks, and that's a really easy way to keep those ticks off you. It's gonna solve you in the long run. People might look at you a little funny, but you'll be laughed in the end when you have no ticks on you and you can stay safe and all that good stuff. So really wearing those long layers to protect you both from the sun, but also from any sort of wildlife like ticks.
He shares one of his favorite places to visit in Missouri.
One spot that has a special spot in my heart is Fellows Lake. It's about 20 minutes north of Springfield, and it's a great spot for mountain biking, for hiking, and then also it's a really quiet reservoir to paddle on. And you will need to work with Fellows Lake, the folks there, to get a permit to paddle there, but it's really quiet, great for first-time paddlers. They have rentals, they have classes, they have sailing, all these great things to really provide the whole experience. And I feel like a lot of people don't really venture up there. They're always looking at Lake of the Ozarks or Table Rock Lake, which are awesome places, but this is kind of a much closer place to go and recreate, but also much more chill, and also maybe for those first-time paddlers or those families looking for a more friendly experience.
He shares how Missouri State University can help you plan your next adventure.
So if you're looking for any sort of information about how to get outside, please, please, please come to the basement of the Foster Recreation Center, to the Outdoor Adventures Resource Desk. We have so many books, so many guides. Also, we have really knowledgeable employees there who are students that live in the area, know the area, and lead trips in the area. And then also, if you find an activity that you'd like to do, but you don't exactly have the gear, we also rent out gear, not only to the public, but also to students and those affiliated with the university. So we have really inexpensive rentals to really help you get that first step outside. If you're looking for any sort of information online, you can go to Missouri State/outdoor adventures, and we're going to have lots of resources on there, our phone number, as well as some of the things we rent to get you a better idea before you come and visit us in person and ask any of those burning questions you have.
That was the Assistant Director of Outdoor Adventures from Missouri State University, Thomas Morris. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.